The Monroe County Courthouse is situated in the heart of downtown Monroeville. I drove into town, parked, and entered the courthouse looking for the district attorney's office. On my only other trip to the courthouse a month earlier, I had gone to the clerk's office to pick up files, and the staff had asked me where I was from. When I said Montgomery, they launched into a lecture about Monroeville's prominence as a result of Harper Lee and her famous novel. I remember how the clerk had chatted me up. "Have you read the book? It's a wonderful story. This is a famous place. They made the old courthouse a museum, and when they made the movie, Gregory Peck came here. You should go over there and stand where Mr. Peck stood. I mean, where Atticus Finch stood." She giggled with excitement, although I imagine she said the same thing to every out-of-town attorney who wandered in. She continued talking enthusiastically about the story until I promised to visit the museum as soon as I could. I refrained from explaining that I was too busy working on the case of an innocent black man the community was trying to execute after a racially biased prosecution. During this trip, I was in a different frame of mind. The last thing I was interested in was a fictional story about justice. I walked through the courthouse until I found the district attorney's office. I announced myself to the secretary, who eyed me suspiciously before directing me into Chapman's office. He walked over to shake my hand. Chapman started off by saying, "Mr. Stevenson, lots of people want to meet you. I told them you were coming down, but decided that just you and I should talk." It didn't surprise me that word had gotten around and that people were talking about Walter's new attorney. I had talked to enough people in the community to know that people would be discussing my efforts on Walter's behalf. My guess is that Judge Key had already characterized me as misguided and uncooperative simply because I didn't get off the case, as he had directed.